He couldn't fly close to New York City for security reasons. But the pilot, Chancellor Lyndon R. Schuller of Wycliffe College, made a slight detour so he could have a look from a distance. His plane was a small twin-engine Beechcraft that, besides the pilot, could carry 5 passengers and their light luggage. It could range most of the northeastern states. But this was a short flight from Albany, which was where the Chancellor had made the connection via rail, and a cab to the airport where he'd left the plane. It was complicated but safer that way, using small airports and different modes of conveyance. It meant a less traceable course. But it also meant the Chancellor had to take more care about what was in his luggage. You never knew what kind of security checks you'd run into these days, even with a private aircraft, a small airport, and a flight plan that kept him well away from New York City. Perilous times, Chancellor Schuller thought, and smiled. Absently, he ran his fingertips over the cover of his flight logbook. It was the softest of leathers. He didn't really need the book now, considering his expertise on the computer, but he enjoyed touching it. He pressed his forehead against the oblong plexiglass window for a better view, then sat back in his seat. Some city down there. How many people now? He wasn't sure, and the figure kept changing depending on whom you asked, or which set of statistics someone wanted to choose. Millions. Millions. There they were below, layered in tall buildings, moving in every direction above and below ground, in and out of vehicles. They represented every age, size, ethnicity, sexual orientation, religious and political slant. The possibilities were limitless. Out the window and behind the plane now was a blue and hazy horizon. The city was falling away like memories of yesterday. Minutes and miles passed. The green earth was rising. The Chancellor forgot about the view and sat straighter in his seat. It was time to change his frame of mind, like slipping from being one person to another. He throttled back and put the plane into a shallow bank, careful to keep the nose up. The sun caught the twin props and turned them to liquid light. The plane dipped a wing as if saying hello to the earth, now much closer, then began a low, sweeping descent toward the green field below and off to the southwest. Gravity asserted a heavier hand. Scraggly lines became roads. Glittering jewels became cars and houses. Water glistened in the sun like molten silver. A narrow grass runway was visible now, a slightly different shade of green bisecting the field. Bordering the south side of the field was an arrangement of similar red brick buildings connected by walkways lined with mature green trees. The building's roofs were identical shades of gray slate. Chancellor Schuller thought it all looked like pieces of a child's toy train setting. Everything but the train. He would be a part of it shortly. He would be home, settled and sated. For a while.